AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The National Transportation Safety Board says a door plug from a Boeing jetliner that experienced an in-flight blowout over Oregon has been located.
At a news conference carried by KATU, NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says a teacher discovered the lost door plug in his backyard in Portland and sent the photos to the safety board. Investigators will examine the 26-by-40-inch plug for signs of how it broke free Friday from an unused exit as a Boeing 737 MAX 9 cruised about 3 miles over Oregon. Homendy says the explosive rush of air damaged several rows of seats, pulled insulation from the walls, and ripped the headset off the co-pilot, who had been in the cockpit with a closed door.
They hear a bang. They immediately put on their oxygen masks. At the time there is a bang, the door flies open.
Homendy says a pressurization light came on during or after 3 previous flights, but she says investigators are not sure if the warning light is related to Friday's incident. I'm Donna Warder.
A large part of the central U.S. is bracing for a lot of snow. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec says 8 to 12 inches are possible in areas of Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, and Michigan. Orovec says some states in the Northeast were hit over the weekend.
Snow totals over a foot fell across parts of northeastern Pennsylvania, northeastward into parts of New York State and into portions of New England.
An Israeli airstrike has killed an elite Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon. A Lebanese security official says the strike on an SUV killed a commander in a secretive Hezbollah force that operates along the border. This is AP News. Oppenheimer led the winners at the Golden Globe Awards with 5.
We're in a race against the Nazis.
Oppenheimer won Best Movie Drama and Best Director for Christopher Nolan. He says the movie was truly a collaborative effort.
I can only accept this on behalf of people. As directors, we bring people together and we try and get them to give of their best.
Audio courtesy of Golden Globes and Dick Clark Productions. Poor Things upset Barbie to win Best Movie Comedy. Lily Gladstone is the first indigenous winner to win for female actor in a movie drama for Killers of the Flower Moon. In TV categories, Succession won for TV drama and The Bear for TV comedy. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Thousands of people made homeless overnight are living in weariness and uncertainty on the western coast of Japan a week after a powerful earthquake left at least 168 dead and dozens missing. I'm Mike Hempen. AP News.
Fuller's Milker Center, Lancaster and Richland Center is your Ghia dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
Today, a call for a high of 35 degrees. Tonight, 29. Maybe some snow developing late night. 1 to 3 inches by morning. 4 to 6 tomorrow. Another inch Tuesday night. Wednesday, another 1 to 2, possibly Wednesday night. So we're in for a snowy week. Winter storm warning for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland begins at midnight tonight. A couple of other counties in the area will follow at 6 in the morning tomorrow. The possibility of the upwards of 6 to 10 inches, maybe some higher amounts in some areas. Right now in Richland Center, east winds are at 2 miles per hour. It's 30 degrees.
100.9 WRC.
A boat on a big blue lake and a brand new truck in my driveway. A lotto ticket worth $1 million and a bigger one on the wall. I want my boys, my team to win, wailing on the radio again. I want what I want, but hey, don't we all? When that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, in a Chevrolet to a beach house down on 38, at the Gulf of Mexico, sitting right in my backyard. But as long as you're right here in my arms, when that sun goes down at
Chris Jansen on WRCO. All I need is you. And, well, maybe some Mallow cups and a can of ski. Thanks for joining us today. This is Carrie Underwood.
Too far, seems a simple life is what we're missing. With every head bowed low, we stay stuck here on these phones. So thank you there, fancy technology. Man, I wish we'd go back again. Can you remember when we all tuned in? On every Baby, it used to be a the radio. To drive my dad to an overlook to hear the Opry. The great speckled bird is what he heard. Mr. Acuff will always be the king of country. As we gather here today, what else can I say? It's almost like a funeral. Tell me, friends, it ain't so. Is it too late for CPR? All we want is a little heart. On every highway, every road, every city and every small town, and every single home. I believe it's alive and well. On some days it's all about heaven and hell. Yeah, on Friday nights we still drift away. Taken to another place, all because we feel the music in our soul. God bless the rainy. God bless the rainy. God bless the rainy. God bless the rainy. God bless the rainy.
Flat River Band on WRCO Radio, and God bless the radio. 30 degrees in Richland Center. We'll see, we've got that going for us. We've made it that far today. That's good stuff. And hopefully we'll get up there to around 35 or so and enjoy the last moments of fall before the winter actually arrives here today. So some notes on over the night. Certainly a big night at the Golden Globes. Weird, the Al Yankovic Story was winner of the Emmy for Best Television Movie at the Creative Arts Emmys in Los Angeles on Saturday. And What Was I Made For? From the Barbie Movie won the Golden Globe for Best Original Song. That was updated. A woman in her 90s in the news today rescued alive 5 days after Japan's deadly earthquake, 124 hours after a major quake slammed the region, killing at least 126 people. The woman had survived for more than 5 days Monday. Meanwhile, the aftershocks threatening to bury more homes and block roads as well. But quite a survivor story there. Woman in her 90s still alive after being recovered. Pretty amazing stuff there. This is Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
She don't give a damn about your Benjamin Franklins. She wants a Aretha. She don't really care how you're spending your money. It's all how you treat her. Just want a friend to be there when she opens her eyes in the morning. She wants you to say what you mean and mean everything that you're saying. 'Cause that's how you talk to a woman. That's how you speak to a girl. That's how you get with a lady.
Give a damn about your pride. all the lies that you're hiding behind. She just wanna feel that you're real, that she's near to the man that's inside.
Tim and Faith on WRCO Radio. Sports time. We'll take a look at the high school sports schedule. A couple of games moving up earlier. The Cuba City at Riverdale girls game. The Belmont at Ithaca boys game. Both will start JV 1 hour earlier. Tomorrow, a reminder, Edward Jones Coffee Club will be canceled. Normal meeting of 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning, and that will not happen tomorrow.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th. From 5 p.m. to midnight, we'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
WRCO 100.9.
She's a gooseneck on a dilly, a long neck at the bar. Loves old John Wayne movies, waltzing under them stars. She's sunned up in the saddle, cutting through the herd. Loves branding her cattle, long live cowgirl. Mustang She's fast and she's wild. Stop a runaway freight train with her high country smile. She's tough as December, salt of the earth, make you fall like September. Long live cowgirls. Well, she rode in them wagons when the Wild West was won. Took the canyons and badlands and made them her home. She's boots on Chris LeDoux songs and snaps on her pearls. She's been there and she'll be here till the end of the world. Long live cowgirls.
Ian Munsick on WRCO and Long Live Cowgirls. Thank you for joining us today on a Monday morning from WRCO Radio. We'll be here for you. We'll be getting Squirt all tied up to the front of the Vibe so I can make it in tomorrow morning as well. We'll kind of mush him along. Squirt, a little trouble these days. Like the rest of us, he's getting a little older, but he's holding his own. Does the best he can do. The problem is when it snows and it's inclement weather, I can't get Squirt to get off the deck to go to the bathroom. He likes to take two steps and then come back in, you know? And I guess it only makes sense. But try to train him to Squirt, you know, at least go a couple of steps off the step. You know? Oh, well. I'll try to train him today.
It's about as bad as it could be. Seems everybody's bugging me. Like nothing wants to go my way. I just ain't been my day. Nothing's coming easily. Even my skin is acting weird. I wish that I could grow a beard. Then I could cover up my spots. Not blinking like the dots. I just wanna disappear.
I'm down and done it to me. Hotter than a hoochie-coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. My favorite song's about the top to bottom perfect. You're like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Ooh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country. On an island, only way I could survive is if I had you and that needle dropping on a vinyl.
Brown on WRCO Country and Community. We're at 30 degrees in Richland Center. A news update is sponsored by Harvest Guest Home. There's always family here.
Do you know the best kept secret in Richland County? It's Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, a surprisingly affordable residence for older adults who do not belong in a nursing home. This is Joe Flores, owner-manager. In 1995, I purchased Harvest Guest Home in memory of my mother, who taught me that the true test of a person is how he takes care of his parents. My staff and I practice this teaching daily by putting residents first, by doing what is right for them, and worrying about the business later. This is our commitment to the elderly. This is how we find meaning in our work every single day. This is our way of life. See for yourself how our commitment benefits our residents. Call us today at 647-8205.
There's always family here.
I'm Mike Hempen with an AP News Minute. Thousands of people made homeless overnight are living in weariness and uncertainty on the western coast of Japan, a week after a powerful earthquake left at least 168 dead and dozens missing.
The deaths included 70 people in Wajima and 70 in Suzu. The rest spread among five other towns. Another 565 were injured and nearly 1,400 homes destroyed or seriously damaged. Well over 300 people are still unaccounted for. That's a jump from some 100 earlier in the day as rescuers pour over a list of the region's population. A tsunami of several feet followed the initial major quake, adding to the damage. Aftershocks have continued daily. Japanese meteorological officials warn strong quakes could persist for another month. I'm Charles Diledesma.
I'm Mike Hempen.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Girls basketball action tonight. Cuba City plays at Riverdale. The game has been moved up by an hour. JV will begin at 5. Also tonight, River Valley plays at Pecatonica Argyle, East Dubuque at Belmont, Dodgeville at Belleville, and Benton at Iowa Grant. Boys basketball games, Barneveld at Abundant Life, Argyle at Potosi, Darlington at River Valley, Platteville at Monona Grove, and Belmont at Ithaca. That game also starts earlier. JV action to start at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Sunday's contest was an unusual one in that two teams combined for just 13 possessions. The Bears alternated punts and field goals on their 6 drives, while the Packers compiled 432 yards on 7 drives and did not punt in the game. The big difference was on third down. The Bears converted 3 of 11 opportunities, while the Packers were successful on 7 of 10 chances. Another statistic was the Bears produced 1 sack of Jordan Love and allowed 5 sacks of Justin Fields. Jordan Love says the team started slow, but they recovered.
2-5 start, you know, but the main thing that we did was stick together. Everybody came into the building, finding ways to try and get better, improve themselves, and make the team better. So it's obviously been a process for us. It hasn't been easy. There's been a lot of ups and downs, but, you know, we stuck together and we're able to get on a win streak and, like I said, put ourselves in this position. So, you know, credit to everybody in the locker room.
The Packers play Dallas on Sunday afternoon in the first round of the playoffs. And tonight, number 1 Michigan and number 2 Washington play for the College Football National Championship game. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
For the rest of today, low to middle 30s, fairly mild yet. Breezy with snow developing late evening tonight, a low of 29. 34 for Tuesday. Breezy with snow heavy at times, an additional 4 to 6 inches expected. Tuesday night, additional inch perhaps, a low of 23 and 31 on Wednesday, with light snow again Wednesday night. A winter storm warning for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland begins at midnight tonight, and following suit at 6 tomorrow morning, Iowa and Sauk County will also be under the warning. Right now in Richland Center, we're up 4 from the overnight low. It is 30 degrees. Community calendar for today. Tech Help Tuesday will be held at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon Tuesday. Get help with basic apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled at 608-647-6444, and there is no charge for this service. Vernon County Over 50 will host the McIntosh Memorial Library with Trina Erickson Wednesday at 2:15 at Bethel Home Fellowship Hall, Viroqua. Learn the activities and future plans for the Viroqua Library. The program will also be Zoomed to Ontario, Viola, and Reedstown Public Libraries on Wednesday. Call Over 50 Lunch and Learn at 262-384-0082 for more information. The Brewer Public Library will hold preschool story time at 10:30 Thursdays in January. It is open to all young children. No registration is required. The Cazenovia American Legion Post 491 will host a soup supper the second Thursday of each month from 4 until 7. The cost of an all-you-can-eat soup supper is $8 for adults, $4 for children 6 to 12, and free for children under 6. For more information, call 608-485-2873. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board will conduct a regular monthly business meeting Thursday at 5 in the LWSRB conference room in Muscadet. The meeting will also be broadcast via Zoom. The public is invited to attend. Andrew Nussbaum, Department of Tourism Regional Tourism Specialist, will provide an overview on tourism trends in 2023 with a focus on outdoor recreation and a look at the marketing program for 2024. Brad Hutnick, Department of Natural Resources person, will give an update on multi-state forestry research project that includes sites in Wisconsin and within the Riverway. Heavenbound Church, Lone Rock, will hold a praise and prayer event Thursday at the church. The soup and sandwich meal begins at 5:30 and praise, worship, and song beginning at 6 o'clock as well. Coffee Talk, sponsored by Friends of Blue River, will be held Saturday from 8 until 10 at 201 Clinton Street in Blue River. All are welcome. The Boscobel Farmers Market is held the second and fourth Saturday of each month. They'll be doing that from 8 until noon, resuming in February for the Boscobel Farmers Market. And the Richland Center Rodeo Committee will host its 10th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament Sunday, January 14th at the Phoenix Center. Two shifts available, 11 and at 2. The cost is $15 per person. The day will include prizes, door prizes, and a 50-50 raffle. Sign up in advance at the Phoenix Center or the day of the event. That's Community Calendar for today.
Never, ever, never not a good time. Hearing the sound of the band from a half block away. Ooh, yeah, and they're calling our name. Got a pocket full of overtime, just got paid. Uh-huh, feel like making it rain. Bartender, won't you go ahead?
Table. You call this comfortably normal, but I call it
Big Town on WRCO, country and community. It is 15 minutes before 12 o'clock noon. 31 degrees at WRCO Radio. Trying to contemplate what to do in terms of the snow shovel. We'll be all right tomorrow morning, I'm thinking. Although, I'm thinking about having a WRCO slumber party, but really don't want to see Henry Bray in his pajamas with feet staying here at the studio, so we'll figure something out. But anyway, our news at noon is about 15 minutes away. We'll have that for you today on a Monday, and more regular features this afternoon with some music with Bo Hendrix. Tim Thied is in tonight as well. All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
Heating and cooling systems are some of our most used appliances. When problems arise, the HVAC experts at Strang's are ready to help with your maintenance needs, 24-hour emergency service, or designing and installing a whole new heating and air system. Strang's has a long history of providing worry-free comfort with top brands like Lennox, Water Furnace, Grundfos, and Westinghouse. Call the team at Strang's to find out what they can do for your home. Strang's, people helping people, using experience and knowledge to serve the community.
Here are more tips from the Okooch Mountain Humane Society for keeping your pets safe in cold weather. First, pets often seek warmth under parked cars and under hoods, so be sure to check for pets under and around vehicles. Also, antifreeze is poisonous to pets, so thoroughly clean up any spills and keep pets away from both antifreeze and standing water near antifreeze spills. Finally, after your pet has been outdoors, rinse its paws with warm water and check between its toes for salt and ice particles. Do everything you can to keep both yourself and your pets winter safe. And listen for more cold weather tips for pets next week. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
A lot goes into powering this community. That's why your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wants you to know we've got you. It's a pledge to make sure you're always taken care of. A pledge we honor every day. From our member service representatives to our linemen and those making sure the power you use is there when you need it. We've got you. Always.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
100.9 WRCO.
Come and look out through the window. That big old moon is shining down. Tell me now, don't it remind you of a blanket on the ground? Remember back when love first found us, we'd go slipping out.
Flashback, Billy Joe Spears on WRCO Radio. It's 10 minutes before 12 noon. This is Tim McGraw.
I've been caught sideways out here on the crossroads, trying to buy back pieces I lost of my soul. It's hard when the devil won't get off your back. It's like carrying around the past in a 100-pound sack. Today, I'm gonna keep on walking. I'm gonna hold my head up high. I'm gonna leave it all behind. Today, I'm gonna stay. monster hiding in the shadows, threatening me with all the things that they know. Choices and mistakes, they all know my name. But I'm through holding in and holding on to all that pain. Today, I'm gonna keep on walking. I'm gonna hold my head up high. Got no more tears to cry. I know I've been forgiven. I know I'm gonna start living. Today I'm gonna keep on walking. I'm gonna hold my head up high. I'm gonna leave it all behind. Today I'm gonna stand out in the rain. Let it wash it all.
Dropping that plow, baling that hay, feeding them cows from the rooster crow till another long day is gone. Country on. Hey, big rig, keep clocking in miles, pulling that horn, making us smile, rolling that load down the road all night long. Country on. Hey, cowboy, keep slinging that rope, eating that dirt. Break a leg rodeo, but just don't break no bones. Country on. Hey, barkeep, how about another round? Keep the neon lit in this crazy town. Just pour a little more. Country on. Country on. Yeah. Country on. Hey, firemen, boys and girls in blue, we could sure use a lot more like you. You come running in anytime anything goes wrong. Country on. Hey, soldier, wherever you might be, hats off to keeping us free. All our thoughts and prayers till you get back home. Country on. Hey, hometown, keep throwing that ball. Raise them outside, hang a fish on the wall. They only stay a little so long, so love them up strong. Country on. I say, hey, hey, USA, we ain't seen our better days. Hell no, hey y'all. Country on. Country on. Digging
country on.
Luke Bryan on WRCO. This is Phil Lee wishing you the best. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be back your way with high school basketball tonight and tomorrow morning bright and early with all kinds of music for you and I'm sure some weather-related announcements as well. Taking it out toward the afternoon with the Headhunters.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, oh. Don't you know, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool aside, that well drank up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so we helped ourselves. First time everything may still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, Idaho. You know, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug for a Jana FFB. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered up, covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink a few, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. It make you want to holler, Idaho. Burns your tongue, but don't you know. Chug-a-lug, jukebox and a sawdust floor. There's something like I ain't never seen. Hey, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in. For my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip. I did a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. And make you wanna holler, Idaho. Burns your tummy, don't you know. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.